The 10 o'clock hour of Lilly and Tausch begins now. And I mentioned my, I wouldn't say it's a dream, right? Dreams are, you know, you have big dreams. There's something more important
dream
than...
fearlessly.
And ensure carefully with AmFam.
Amen.
I'm not dreaming of this. I would like it to happen because I think it would make the next decade of me covering the Packers to be more interesting. But I'm not, you know, I'm not dreaming of this. I'm, you know, there's other things. I have other dreams, bigger dreams than Caleb Williams and Jordan Love being good at the same time. But I did ask Jordan Love about this yesterday. Yeah, I'm going to let you be the judge. I'm not...
I'm sure it didn't go great. It's just the way you're talking.
I'm not sure I got the level of enthusiasm that I was hoping for, but maybe that was unrealistic. Here's that exchange.
Hey, Jordan. Kyle just mentioned Aaron, and you just mentioned Caleb. I'm just curious. It feels like throughout Aaron's career, for as long as he played, he never had like a quarterback rival, right? Like Brady versus Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be fun if you and Caleb, I know you know him a little, right? Would it be fun if you guys kind of had that? You guys, both your teams are really good and you're playing for a lot of things. Does that idea appeal to you? I know you want to win the game, most importantly.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that stuff all plays a part in it and makes it even a cooler game. You know what I mean? The rivalry's already there. And then obviously, you know, Caleb doing some good things this season and turning up. So I think, you know, that aspect kind of plays another little part. Like you said, everybody wants to see the quarterback matchup. But, yeah, for us, it's just another game. And, you know, I like watching him on tape and seeing some of the cool things he does. But, yeah, you know, it'll be a good matchup.
So I thought it was okay.
What's that backdrop there? Is that a chalkboard?
So we've started a new thing, which
it
I don't
looks like
love.
A chalkboard.
No, okay. It's the exterior of the locker room. We now are doing our Jordan Love and Micah Parsons sessions because of the design of the locker room. With the renovation, there are some camera angles where theoretically there could be like a naked butt that makes it onto the news. No one wants big butts and they cannot lie on their newscast. So in the video background, they feel like there's some risk of that. So both Jordan and Micah Parsons are doing it just outside the door. So you come out the door now and to the right.
But if Rashawn Gary is getting interviewed by a big gaggle, nobody's worried about it?
Correct. Yeah. Well, their lockers
doesn't make any
are,
sense. You understand that makes no sense, right?
This is ground that I have covered previously in the locker room discussing this. Because it
gotcha.
Again, media starts with me. You now have to
for
make
sure
a choice. When those two guys talk.
Rudy Ford
or
Jordan Love.
Correct.
It's not the easiest, as you've proven, not the easiest choice all the time.
Haversick or Micah. Yeah.
I saw Lucas yesterday. Always good to see Lucas Haversick back in the fold on the practice squad. It's inconvenient because you got to go outside, then you got to come back in. You can't see what might be happening in the locker room. So maybe a Rudy Ford is talking, and you feel like, hey, I'm going to break away from this group to go
Do
get
you need
Rudy.
An intern? Do you need to have an intern like Kramer when he brought that intern in?
Where you bring
a young aspiring journalist in?
Yeah, we got
and
a lot of interns
your,
I would love to. Be.
I actually think you should have an intern. And we should document you and your intern's job as you're doing
it. That could
it.
Be the intern's job to document the intern's job with Jason.
Yes.
Yeah.
As much as I appreciate
love this idea.
As much as I appreciate your area of expertise, which is hiring people to do jobs for free, I'm not
they get
sure.
paid. It's gonna be
times
like
have
the
changed.
Movie The Intern.
Yeah.
I think
Oh, you want
I
De Niro to be
idea.
His intern?
No, I got a crazy idea.
You talking
I
to me?
I saw our good buddy.
You talking to me?
I saw our good buddy Tommy Oates last night. And by the way, do you have any of your own bobbleheads? Back
is he
there?
Is he considering interning for me? Is he missing that much?
No.
We'd love to have him.
Let me get to that. Look, do you have an old your own bobblehead that you gave away at your wedding?
I do.
Okay, well, Tommy's lovely partner.
Oh, look at that.
Said she's got extras, and I'm going to get one. I'm going to get one, and that's going to be prominently displayed. But what if Oatsy's still out there? He's got a podcast, and what if he becomes your as the whole flip
like
of the
De Niro.
World? He used to be your mentor.
He was, yeah.
Now he comes back as an intern and helps you. You kind of say, Tommy, I need you to do this inside once a week.
Yeah.
And he's open to it.
Just on Wednesdays.
What are the chances that this could happen? Because Wednesdays are Jordan Love days.
Yeah. Yeah. Thursdays are Micah Parsons days.
Oh, I need him twice a week.
We're only going to get Tommy one day.
I will just say this, and then we'll take a break and get back to Packers Bears. I love the SNL skit with the Bears fans. That's one of my favorite skits of all time. I would love for Tom Oates. Tom Oates has done something that most retired, air quotes, sports writers don't do, and that is he actually stopped writing. Like, a lot of these guys retire, and they're still doing a column a week here and there. I'll be honest, I have been disappointed. Not in him, but I think he still has a lot to say.
For his readers, sure.
Yes, and right. And so I think there is a void. Jim Polzin is phenomenal. He's a good friend.
Idea.
He does a great job at the State Journal. There's no doubt about it. But I think that there is a historical level of knowledge that Oatsy has that all of us would be better off if he was still part of the equation.
Here's the plan.
He's got a podcast.
I think we have a plan.
Yeah, everybody's got a podcast.
We have the intern a la De Niro on Wednesdays with you. And then on Thursdays, you find a young and up-and-coming young Wildy that you mentor.
Sure.
So you're getting the mentor, mentoree, and then and this way you can cover and feel good about going out in exile and doing the interview up by the blackboard.
Totally
and
agree.
This is something. I think it's a great idea.
I think,
getting back to what Jordan Love actually said.
Of all your ideas, this is a great idea.
I want Wally from the Damn Sports Show to be your intern.
I'd take that too. Yeah, count me in.
ESPN Beaver Dam.
So we have to solve.
He can do the show.
It's done.
He can do the Thursday show from my office.
The trio.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Or the trio.
Well, my office is closer.
Yeah, this is a totally great idea.
Wildy and Wally.
I don't think
Thursdays.
I don't think Oatsy's going to do it because I think he loves being retired and he's going to bat. Like, he looks great. He's thin.
He seems very happy.
He's tan. He's in a good spot.
He's
but
tan.
For this playoff push, I don't know what he's doing. He looks phenomenal.
Is it spray-on tan? Great. You think he's going in and getting sprayed?
I didn't ask.
Nelly!
All right, you wanted to comment on Jordan's answer before we moved on.
Well, no, because, I mean, at some point we do, like, the Jordan Love component, he wasn't interested in your question at all. And then he was like, ugh, how do I throw Wildy a little something just to shut him up? That was how, and you almost could see it on his forehead. He's like, ugh. Why is Wildy always trying to stir up drama and just wanting to,
how is that drama?
The big rivalry. Right now, and this is not subjective, in my opinion, Jordan Love is a much better quarterback than Caleb Williams. He is.
Yeah, I agree.
As we sit here right now. And you don't want to be given free level jumping. You don't want to
be
given
free. Well, I thought he did a good job of saying he's doing some good things, and he likes watching. I thought his answer
that's catering to your implications that they're on the same
cater,
page.
Cater to me and tell me about Prize Picks.
But that's what it is.
I agree.
You don't like the answer, but that is
no,
what,
no.
Okay.
I agree with you. I just was trying to move the ball forward.
All right. It's holiday season. It is the best time of the year for sports. Bowl games, basketball matchups, playoff pushes, Thursday night games, Friday games. Oh, it's just everywhere. And you can be right there with Prize Picks, the simplest way to play daily fantasy sports. Make your player picks in less than 60 seconds. Choose more or less on at least two player stats. You get them right, you cash in. And new this season, they have early payouts. Your lineup gets off to a hot start. cash out before the game even ends. And with Stacks, you can pick the same player up to three times in one lineup. You can get Steph. Well, last night, Giannis, you go last, you're probably in a pretty good spot as he only played a couple minutes. You can do it all. Deposits fast, easy. Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, more. Download that Prize Picks app. Use code WI. You get $50 in lineups after your first $5 lineup. That's code WI to get $50 in lineups after your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good
to be right. We'll see if Tausch is right about another. What? How did you phrase that, what Jordan was doing for me there with that answer? What was he doing? He just trying to get me off his back? Or you used a good phrase there that I liked, but you've forgotten it, and so have I. Catering. Okay. He was catering to me. That was what it was. Right. I asked another question to him about going for it on fourth down and being aggressive. Tausch will once again serve as judge, jury, and executioner on whether or not I was being catered to or whether it's a good answer. We'll hear from Jordan Love again next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Tausch play the judge again. Here come the judge. I also asked Jordan Love yesterday about Matt LaFleur being more aggressive on fourth down, referenced the look that he gave him when they weren't going to go for it initially in Arizona. Tausch, give this a listen.
Okay.
Jordan, speaking of those fourth downs, Matt had mentioned from the Arizona game, you giving him kind of the look coming to the sideline to go for it. Mm-hmm. You guys obviously went for it and got it three times on Thanksgiving. Are you kind of excited about maybe the idea of being a little more aggressive? Not stupid, but still aggressive.
Yeah, I love it. I think for me, being the quarterback, you love to just know that, you know, the coach has the confidence in the offense to be able to go out there and execute on those big time conversions that we needed. And for us, it's just a matter of going out there and making him right and converting those things. But you love the opportunity to be able to go out there and just make him right in that instance. And I think we've done a great job on third down and fourth down this season and stuff. Just we got to keep building on. But you want that opportunity to be able to go out there and execute and stay on the field in those situations.
That is Jordan Love talking about the Packers' offensive approach. Now, I think one of the things that he points out there that is worth pointing out is that the Green Bay Packers enter Sunday's game number one in the league in third down conversion. And I'm not sure we've talked about that a lot. They're almost at 50% conversion rate, 49.33%. They're also fourth in the league in fourth down conversion rate at 70.6. Confidence in the offense to be aggressive. What do you make of his answer there?
I loved it. I think that's exactly what you're looking for. And, you know, coaches want players to want to be going for it. Coaches also have to understand that they're always going to want to go for it, and don't just because the coach comes and tells you, or the player comes and says, well, let's go for it. Well, it's fourth and eight, and we're down two scores. Maybe a field goal might suffice. And we saw that with Dan Campbell last week. You don't just automatically say, oh, that's what we're doing. Understand where you're at. And to Matt LaFleur's credit, he has dialed up some good plays. But those good plays, like last week, the Detroit Lions went for it. They dialed up a great play, and their wideout dropped the ball.
Correct.
Or the quarterback threw it bad, depending if you ask Brady or if you ask everybody else. And that is the difference. It's Jordan said it, what I thought was the best part, is you have to make him look good. Because what happens when people don't make you look good? Well, you get fired or you stop doing it. So you want to keep pushing the envelope. You got to keep producing. And this offense, yeah, I think that is a very unknown. That's maybe an article that maybe somebody should write is about how good this third down and fourth down group has been. And why? What's the reason? Because it's not, oh, we've been in third and one and fourth and ones a lot. They've converted third and mediums. They've converted some third and longs. They've converted, you know, obviously fourth down, you want to be fourth and four or less. But they've had the stones to go for it, but they've also positioned themselves to be successful. And then that breeds the confidence to keep doing it, a la what Detroit has done. And now I do wonder if you're Detroit, they got a big game tonight. Is that confidence gone? And they're like, maybe we shouldn't go for it all the time because we are like 0 for our last 8. So it's a funny, fickle deal, and the Green Bay Packers are on the right side of the fun of it.
What does fickle have to do with it? Luke Fickle? I want to get your thoughts on one other thing before we play trivia, which is coming up a little bit later in the hour. But before we can do any of that, I know your thoughts when it comes to Jones Dairy Farm.
Oh. Yes, I love Jones Dairy. It's family-owned and operated for 7 generations in Fort Atkinson since 1889. And you know what? I was a little harsh this morning about having to get to the field house early to watch, to you know maybe be there for 2 hours before the Badgers play. Maybe be there early. Beautiful Jones Dairy deck in the field house.
Yeah, I saw
you
that.
You see Jones Dairy all throughout there. So I probably got to backtrack. When you got the cable guy coming over, you probably don't have a Jones Dairy deck in your house. You should get one because, man, they have great fresh meat. No fillers, nitrates, MSG, gluten. Natural, and great for the holidays. Those sausage rolls. You can upgrade all of your entrees or apps. Got a bunch of new fun appetizers that we use. The great bacon that Jones Dairy has. And, of course, their hams. Smoked hams, they add a lot of flavor to your holiday table. Head over to jonesdairyfarm.com to check out where you can find all of their great products throughout grocery stores across the state of Wisconsin.
We'll hear more from Jordan Love next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at zimbrickchevrolet.com.
This is one of my favorite royalty-free songs ever.
Yeah,
can't
it's a
wait.
Good one.
I wonder if this AI-generated song is if they do Christmas music too. So, are these real people, Jesse?
I don't know.
Okay. Look into that while you're waiting for your pregame show to start.
We'll do some live on the air listening to royalty-free music, and then we can do a vote whether we want it in the rotation or not. That could be part of our expanded pregame coverage of the Badgers volleyball match tonight.
Well, you're saying expanded, Jesse. There's a chance you won't even have it.
It could be abbreviated.
It could be abbreviated. Yeah, that's the fun of it tonight. 6 o'clock. We're getting on the air. We don't know if it's going to be extra long or extra short or just right. Real Goldilocks so, situation.
The first match is at what, 4:30?
4:30, North Carolina, UTEP. Yeah.
What if they like, what? I don't know, who's the higher seed there?
UTEP.
UTEP is
favored. Yeah.
What if the Miners boat race North Carolina and it's like 25-6, 25-5, and 25-10?
Yeah, then we can...
Do you start before 6?
We wouldn't start before 6. Jim, Matt, and Molly will go till 6 no matter what.
Okay.
But if the match is going to start at 6:10, we chop chop. Let's figure it out.
So there's a chance
anything
that we could segue right from Jim, Matt, and Molly into John Audius on the call and circumvent you completely.
There's a chance that I'm preparing for an hour and 40 minute pregame show and I will have nothing to do. Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
And there's also a chance I might prepare for an hour 40 minutes and might not be enough. That's the fun of the night.
It's fair.
Yeah. Tune in, 6 o'clock. Find out what happens.
We'll see
how it all... Cable
guy! I have one more thing I'd like you to listen to, if you don't mind.
Is it royalty-free?
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, I think we have to credit Packers.com for the video.
Yeah.
So thank you to Packers.com.
Audio courtesy as well, in fairness. Everything's courtesy. If you had an intern, we wouldn't have to do that, but,
no. Let's see. Here is Jordan Love when I asked him about Dontavian Wicks' emergence on Thanksgiving and what that might mean for this offense.
Bill asked you about Reed, but I'm curious if this is the Wicks you're going to get for the last five games, healthy and doing what he did on Thursday, what does that do for your offense?
You know, I think the stuff he did was just cool to see, and I think that's the work he's put in. But I think more than anything for everybody, you know, it's just everybody's got to be ready whenever that ball comes away to be able to go out there like Wicks did and just capitalize on all those opportunities. You know, I think he's done a great job just staying the course where, you know, we've talked about it before. We got a lot of receivers that do some really cool things. So, you know, obviously it's hard to be able to, you know, spread the ball around and get everybody as many touches as they want. But, you know, I think for everybody it's the mindset of just staying ready. You know, when you get those ops, go out there and capitalize. And obviously, hopefully Jay Reed gets back. Hopefully, you know, see if MG can get back. But like I said, we just got a lot of guys. So, you know, whenever the ball comes your way, find ways to make those plays and capitalize on it, and you'll get more ops. But it's one of those things where you never know. You never know who's going to have that day. And we talk about Christian doing some really good things. Rome's done some great things all season. So we just got to stay ready and, you know, make those ops when the ball comes your way.
Tausch, I know you were preparing for the show watching Get Up, not to be confused with my pre-show work of doing.
What Stephanopoulos think about Matthew Golden?
I appreciate your snark and your support of Good Morning America.
The cast of Avatar, The Way of Water, on this or the.
Oh, how'd you know
Avatar's
that?
Avatar's got another new movie.
How'd you know
they got
that?
Another Avatar coming out. Oh, we have GMA on in the morning
is
too.
It, so you guys are, prepping for Meet the Press.
Is it Avatar? The Shape of Water? Is that what it is? Because Tausch is totally in on that.
Well, I got that wrong. It's Avatar Fire and Ash, I think is what they call it, or something like that. The second one was The Way of Water, which is a lot like The Shape of Water. I don't know who goes to see the Avatar movies, but they always are like, it's the biggest draw ever, and I don't know anyone who actually goes to see them.
Great. That is a great observation. I totally agree with you. Yeah, I don't know who that is either. It's not us three.
I definitely don't know anyone that raves about, oh, man, the Avatar movie's coming out. Can't wait. Like, why are we still doing the Avatar movies?
I don't know. Nevertheless, I was not watching GMA this morning. I was doing Weekly Wildy, which you can find on our YouTube channels when Alex Strolf, the host of that program, gets it posted. But you had referenced something that you saw where Hawk, who I assume is Andrew Hawkins, not A.J. Hawk, suggested that Christian Watson has fixed the Packers' offense. And so instead of talking about Wicks, I wanted to jam that in here because I feel like we haven't covered that ground.
Yeah, and I'm assuming we don't have audio of that. And then you know, I think Orlovsky or somebody else chimed in as well. And obviously there's a ton of concern after Tucker got hurt. And
rightfully
so. And then we saw the residuals with the Eagles game. It was not good. But what Christian Watson has done, he's that vertical threat that is doing some intermediate things. And Jordan Love just talking about opportunities. I thought the one real interesting, they ran a couple of vertical routes last week where Romeo and Christian both were basically one-on-one. And Jordan Love said he wanted to give Christian a shot. Not that he's leaning towards Christian. That's certainly what it sounded like when I heard his quote.
Mm-hmm.
And he threw it up, and it was a hell of a play by C. Watt. Mm-hmm. So that's it's just interesting to kind of see and hear that Christian Watson is a difference maker, even though there's some on this panel that thought he was irrelevant or didn't mean or matter to our offense at all.
Alan Lazard, and some might say.
It obviously wasn't me, as I've been touting Christian Watson for a long time.
You have been. It's true.
Who's been more right or wrong? I've been wrong because he's been hurt, but boy, when he's playing, he's pretty good, and he makes a difference.
Been really good this year.
He has, I don't know if I'd say he's fixed the offense, but I'll tell you this, he has given a jolt to this offense, and that is only going to continue. So hopefully MG and JR and insert initials here.
Jay Bird.
DW.
Jay Bird. Yeah, Jay Bird.
Whatever. Get out there, and I really think what we saw last week with Wicks, you're going to see more of that. And even when Reed gets back, he's going to get some opportunities to show. Now you have guys basically saying, if I don't do something when I get it, somebody's right there knocking at the door that needs those reps and is going to get them. And that's not a bad spot to be.
Yep. Time now for trivia. No, I'm just doing it just to be a dink. Matt LaFleur's at the podium, by the way. So for those that don't want to participate in trivia, we'll have Matt LaFleur updates as they become available. But, Jesse, what's today's category, and who do you want to be the caller?
Heavy Packers-Bears conversation this week. We'll do plenty of it tomorrow. NFC North potpourri. Today's trivia category.
Smells good.
Yeah, a little bit about the Bears, a little bit about the Lions.
Some lavender.
A little bit about the Vikings. Since the Packers have played all these divisional games in a row, NFC North potpourri. Today's trivia
Rose
category.
Petals. Okay. What number is Caleb Williams worth? 13? Am I right about that?
13 or 18?
I think he might be right. Might be 18. Okay. Sorry. 18. Caller 18. 844-770-3776. Caller 18. 844-770-3776.
Myers wore 34 when he was playing in Jordan's stead. And he had like a goatee.
Like Walter Payton's 34? You still don't know when he played. What's this guy's name?
No, he took over during the Birmingham Barons era of Michael Jordan.
Pete Myers?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. We'll get some further information on Peter, middle name Eddie Myers, who went by the nickname Skeeter Hawk, according to Basketball Reference, after we play trivia with caller 18, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We'll play next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Love this tune, one of my favorites. One of my other favorite things is trivia, presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Subs.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Purchase $30 worth of Cousin Subs gift cards this month and receive a certificate for a 7.5-inch sub. And by Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance. And proudly Wisconsin built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
Let's welcome in our contestants. It is Josh in Heartland. What a treat that is.
Wow. Hi, guys.
Hi, Josh.
Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Good one.
Good to get in today.
Good to have you.
You know, I heard I didn't make the Wildy and Tausch Hall of Fame, but I heard about the trivia championship from that you were talking about yesterday. So I was going to try to get into one of the play-in games in your bracket.
Yes.
So it's that's what I'm calling in today. So.
It'll be in Dayton in March.
Okay.
Don't know what your March
Dayton geography is the category for the play-in.
I was hoping for West Virginia, like in the Greenbrier area.
Let's go.
So
that's even a better idea.
A play-in.
Yes, that'd be fantastic.
You know, for a guy who doesn't really listen to the show, you sure know a lot about it.
All right, question one.
Question one, Josh. We could reminisce all day, but we've got some breaking Bucks news to get to. It is not Giannis being traded.
In fairness, his references were either to yesterday or a year ago, so there is a lot of room in between there.
He's kind of all over the map. All right, here is your potpourri question one, Joshy. What is the name of the Minnesota Vikings rookie backup quarterback who started last week against the Seahawks and is also likely to start this Brosmer. Sunday against the Commanders. I don't think that's right.
Max Brosmer.
That's false.
Max Brosmer.
Brosmer's right. That's the right answer, but he's not sure. McCarthy is. Josh, is it shocking to you that Jesse butchered a trivia question to you?
No. In fact, even before, he was like, he didn't even get my information on the call. He's like, you're not going to win. Yeah. I'm not going to pull your name tomorrow. So let's just expedite the process.
He's still got another month's worth of Kringle coming his way. He's still ineligible. That's how we got rid of him for a year.
He's still ineligible.
Oh, man. All right, next.
Question next. Two. What is the name of the UFL team current Detroit Lions kicker Jake Bates played for when he kicked a league record 64-yard field goal in 2024? Packers worked him out, by the way, and did not sign him after working him out before that 2024 season. Did he play for the Grand Rapids Griffins, the Kalamazoo Growlers, or the Michigan Panthers?
Hold on a second here. Jake Bates, UFL.
Josh.
I'm just going to go with
that. No, you're really not going to win.
Did you hang up on him?
I should.
No, I'm right here.
Well, we need your answer.
He hung up on himself when he was Googling the answer while he's on.
You don't know that was what he was doing. He was just talking out loud. He was prompting himself.
Yes, the Michigan Panthers is correct. You are 2 for 2.
It's another chip for everyone else.
Question three. I'll tell you what. Josh and Heartland's a funny guy now. Clowns are funny, and so is Josh. We should have kept him on retainer for free. Much like we should have kept 565 analytics.
Both was a tough firing.
Our leadership questionable on those decisions.
Correct.
Question three, Josh, is this, and a chance for a clean sweep, even though having four entries will not be enough for you to win the drawing for the Iron Jock and Cousins prize pack.
If you get 100 entries, you won't win.
I don't think you should be bragging about the fact that you are... What happened there? That you are not following the rules that you write. I think that is a bad way to go. It's a bad look for you, Jesse. Kind of like my camera angle flipping randomly for no reason whatsoever. Question three, Josh, is this. The Chicago Bears last appeared in the NFL playoffs in 2020. But their last win in the playoffs came all the way back in 2010... when they defeated which opponent at Soldier Field?
Oh.
No Googling. Did they beat the New Orleans Saints, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Kalamazoo Growlers, or the Seattle Seahawks?
So the Packers beat the Eagles in the first round of the playoffs that year.
Correct.
And it's not Kalamazoo. I'm going to go with the Saints.
And Jesse Nelson rejoices.
That's too bad.
That's a shame. That is the Seattle Seahawks is the correct answer. I feel bad for you. Jesse does not. Josh, it was a good run. I don't know if it's good enough.
I got a question for Josh before we let him go.
Okay.
So...
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I am not going to pick the number for Iron Jock today. We're going to be giving out another great lightweight hoodie that Josh would be eligible if he called in at the right number.
Yeah.
The record is 140. Jesse thinks that's way too high. I am going to let Josh pick the number whenever we do it later.
What
number would you like Jesse to have to answer that call to win one of these great, lightweight Iron Jock hoodies.
Well, let's see. The year is '25.
Yep.
So we won't go 2025. Let's just go 225.
Okay. That seems reasonable.
That would be a new league record.
That would blow through.
There's no way that Riley could do that, and I don't think Jesse can either.
Not in one commercial break I won't be able to.
Well, the good news is we'll talk to... Here's what we'll do.
That's a lot.
Great job getting your revenge on your arch nemesis there, by the way, Josh. All right, first of all, a little housekeeping. You got 2 out of 3 right. That means you got 3 meaningless out of 4 entries into Friday's drawing for the Iron Jock and Cousins prizes. Thanks for playing. We appreciate you. Bye, Josh.
Bye. Love you, Josh.
We've got Justin Garcia coming up at 11:15-ish to give us a better understanding of the Giannis situation. We've got some breaking news from Shams about the status of said superstar, Bucks for now, player, Giannis. So what we're going to do, that's the end of the 10 o'clock hour. We will get to the 11 o'clock hour. We'll talk a little bit about the situation with Giannis's injury. It is not an Achilles injury. We will get to that and the timeline that ESPN is reporting. Jesse can start taking the calls at the end of that segment when Tausch tells us about Iron Jock then. And then he can continue to do so after he gets Justin Garcia on the air. Because it's going to take them that long.
Now, see, this is the thing that we had with the Badgers radio analyst the other day. We can't start taking the calls before I call Justin. Otherwise, it lights up and I can't get to Justin.
We should start taking calls now.
No, I have to do a SportsCenter update now.
Yeah, it's a tricky. This is a real conundrum that we're in.
Yeah, it sure is. Real conundrum.
Jesse, maybe we do it at the end of the show. Up against it.
No, we're definitely not doing that. So, the 11 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins with some news on Giannis's timeline for return with the Atlanta Hawks from his current injury. We'll hear what it is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.